Well, you've heard about him. Bruce saw him recently, and here's thumbs. Bruce Arthur.
My thumb is up to Andrew Wiggins of Vaughan, Ontario, who was named the James Naismith Prep Player of the Year as the best high school American basketball player of the year. It's really an incredible achievement. It's something no Canadian obviously has ever done because most of us stay here to play. But all it does is it gives him a chance. The look at this list, there's a lot of great players, a lot of NBA players, but there's very few guys who became all-timers. And Andrew Wiggins has a chance to be that. For every Kobe Bryant on this list, for every LeBron James, there's a Lewis Williams or a DeJuan Wagner, guys who really haven't made their mark on the league. For every Dwight Howard, there's a Greg Oden. Lots can go wrong. But right now, Andrew Wiggins has a chance.
Yeah, he's terrific. He has a Kobe size, if not yet a Kobe body. He might be the next big thing.
And the really excited people about this are Basketball Canada, because this guy has a chance to change the international scene for Canada in this sport.
Nothing adds interest to a sport like a superstar in the making, and that's what basketball has, and basketball in Canada has. Thumbs, yours.
Well, my thumb is down to the confusing nature of trying to assess the true value of NFL contracts. This week, Tom Brady signed a 3-year extension for $27 million, which was heralded as the ultimate team-first gesture. People in the media said it. His teammates came out and praised Brady for taking team first. Well, on Friday on TSN Drive, we had Andrew Brandt, former NFL executive, who called this contract the hoax that has been put on over America. He says Brady's actually going to make more money in this deal. I long for the days when the most complicated thing with the NFL were the X's and O's on the whiteboard.
Well, he can always borrow some money from his wife if things get tight in the Brady household.
I don't think it ever gets tight in the Brady household, and he will probably never play for $9 million a season.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is he going to play till he's 40? I don't think any of us wondered about that.
Well, he'll either retire earlier, or if he is still playing, he'll get a new contract. And guess what? It won't be $9 million a season.
Carry on, Michael.
And my thumb is down to diplomat Dennis Rodman. Yes, Dennis Rodman was in North Korea. Frankly, I'd rather see him in a wedding dress than walking around North Korea and hanging out with Kim Jong-un, the premier of that republic. Now, Rodman, Kim Jong-un, you know, they're both kind of out there. But still, it makes me very uncomfortable that he is your representative unofficially in that rogue country.
This is the definition of a bad idea. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. You just, well, from the moment you say it, there's a terrible idea.
This was, you know what? You know who deserves criticism for this? Vice Magazine, who's sponsoring this trip. Dennis Rodman, according to people who know him, is an alcoholic. He's a broken man. And they have swindled him into going into a genocidal regime as a stunt for laughs. And that, to me, is worthy of contempt.
Usually we hear the subject matter, and then I say, is your thumb up or down? When I heard your subject matter, I didn't have to ask the second part of the question. I hesitate to put my thumb into matters of disagreement between the NHL and its Players Association because my thumb spent far too much time there during the lockout. But I am going to say thumbs up to Don Fehr and company for reportedly expressing their dislike for the NHL's realignment proposal. At least one bone of contention is the plan to put 16 teams on one side of the league and 14 on the other. I don't know that this should matter all that much to the players, but I need somebody to agree with me that it makes no sense. And this at a time when baseball is finally getting its house into balanced order by moving Houston to the American League to create a sensible 15-15 split the NHL is about to discard its version of sensible. Are you with me on this?
Well, I am with you, but they're doing it to placate Detroit, which is fine. And Columbus. Columbus has brought no value to this league. Columbus shouldn't get a vote, and Columbus should go wherever the NHL wants to put it.
Except what they're trying to do is they're trying to save Columbus. This is an existential question for the Blue Jackets. The question is it worth the fight